Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
Have you ever been on a job site and you got to looking around and you realize that there are some people that are putting everything that they've got into the job, and then there's others just kind of loafing, kind of taking their time, just kind of walking around, hem-hawing, not really doing much. Or maybe in the house, some people are great at doing chores, and other people just kind of sit back and put it off as much as possible. When I was growing up, we always had a list. That was our chores for the day or the week, and we had that list. And sometimes it would be, get this done before I get home. And we know what time Mom and Dad got home, and so some of us would get it done early, and others of us would have to wait and have to rush to try to get it all done before Mom and Dad walk in the door. Sadly, we still face that even as adults. Sometimes it's on the job site, sometimes it's just in our Christian walk. The verse in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Our Lord places a high premium on those that work. And it is a very true thing that if you are willing to work for it, there are a lot of things that are possible and available to you. And where the harvest is plenteous, yet the laborers are few, if we're going to do the Lord's work, we must do it wholeheartedly and give it everything that we've got, absolutely everything, until we are so exhausted from the work that we can then find true rest knowing that we did everything we could for the Lord. I don't want to be one of those that don't labor for my Lord. I want to be one that He can trust to do anything that He asks me to do.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.